This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
State health officials are putting a pause in place on the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. It was announced yesterday on a recommendation from federal agencies following reports of six people who suffered severe blood clots after getting the shot. One of those people died. The CDC and FDA say more time is needed to ensure providers are aware of the potential but rare events and can respond accordingly. Governor Polis says he expects the pause to last days, not weeks. The governor commenting on that pause and saying he doesn't know when they're going to have all three of the vaccines available again.
On a call with the White House today, it was indicated that this delay in Johnson & Johnson would be days, not weeks, is how they put it.
Meanwhile, just a day after 140 Fort Carson soldiers deployed to Pueblo to help with the state vaccination site at the Colorado Fairgrounds, another 200 soldiers returned from a stateside deployment. The soldiers returned from Los Angeles, where they helped with a FEMA-run vaccination site, administering 2,000 to 3,000 shots a day.
You know, we deploy as soldiers. We're called to action overseas, but here we made a direct impact on the American people. We were in LA, we were vaccinating the American people and helping them out, and that meant to me everything.
Sergeant Bryn Taylor is in her seventh year of service for the Army, spending the last 8 weeks saving lives administering that shot. The mayor of Colorado Springs says new COVID-19 rules won't be introduced in El Paso County when the state hands over control of such rules to local officials. Mayor Southers told the city council yesterday that he would be relying on individual responsibility rather than local regulations once that handoff happens. El Paso County Public Health is also expected to limit its efforts, responding to specific problems rather than issuing countywide policies. The state is expected to reduce its control on Friday, though a statewide mask order will continue through May 3rd. High school seniors in the Pikes Peak region will be getting a better idea of what their graduation ceremonies will look like 1 year after many were canceled for coronavirus. KRDO's Mia Villanueva with that.
District 11 officials say they have about 1,600 seniors graduating. Each high school will have their own ceremony. As of now, students will be allowed 2 guests each, but officials say they're hopeful they'll be able to invite more. If the county health department gives the green light, guests will be seated 3 feet apart this year versus 6, since that's what the district has been implementing in the classroom. They're also hoping students will actually get to participate in the symbolic handing over of the diploma. Last year, students already had diplomas in hand as they walked across stage.
After the largest wildfire in Colorado history charred more than 200,000 acres in 2020, one local organization is now working with the U.S. Forest Service to reclaim and rebuild hundreds of miles of trails in Larimer County. The Cameron Peak Fire burned those trails, and they're now being examined by the Poudre Wilderness Volunteer Organization.
We have about 120 miles of trails that have been damaged to some extent. We have, probably 20,000 trees to remove that are down.
Mike Corbin's the head of the PWV, made up of around 300 volunteers. That organization now raising money to properly restore the trail systems in and around the Cameron Peak Fire burn scar. Broncos players won't be reporting for voluntary off-season workouts. They released a statement through the NFL Players Association yesterday. They voted in favor of not participating, citing the area's COVID-19 positivity rate and recent infections at the team facilities. They added that there's no reason to put themselves at risk. Conditioning workouts were expected to start next week. Marvel Universe fans can check out The Falcon and the Winter Soldier streaming on Disney Plus through the end of April. Trey Thomas with that.
Working from home on a big-budget superhero franchise like The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is not easy. Visualization lead Lance Darden leaned heavily on his cool dad status to keep his kids at bay during production.
Daddy's in a meeting right now. I understand y'all need a cookie or something, but you go upstairs and find that cookie without Daddy, then let Daddy finish his work, and when the show is done, you'll get to see how cool it is and what Daddy's been working on all this time.
Darden says it was important to visualize Captain America's iconic shield just right to meet the approval of Marvel Universe fans. I'm Trey Thomas.
Yeah, you gotta nail the colors and the configuration just perfectly.
Partly to mostly cloudy and cool for your Wednesday afternoon, a high of 48 degrees in Colorado Springs, 56 in the Pueblo area. Should see a few scattered rain showers and snow showers Wednesday evening heading overnight. Morning starts in the low to mid-30s. And again, another round of showers in the forecast for Thursday night into Friday. 52 degrees Thursday afternoon for Colorado Springs, 62 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.